in this instance, that station is peddling bad information. I was told this morning that they have said that I am a supporter of the bill that they are opposed to. That is simply not true. I am neither a supporter nor an opponent. I have the old-fashioned idea that legislators ought to hear both sides on an issue before they make up their mind. So I have not sponsored the resolution blocking what they want to block. But I don't sponsor lots of resolutions that special interest groups want. I intend to listen to the evidence on both sides and make up my mind. So I would suggest you talk to the radio station and tell them that insofar as my position is concerned, they're peddling false information.
I don't know if they have said that you are for it or against.
I know they have, okay. because of the statement, I believe the statement that your station put out.
Congressman, that was actually our radio stations that handled that. Yes. Are you familiar at all with the bill? It's H.R. 848.
I'm generally familiar with the title, but that bill is a Judiciary Committee bill, and until bills come to the floor, I don't take a look at them. This bill has been blocked for a long time. I suspect it's going nowhere, but I don't think the public is served when news organizations peddle false information. Whether it's intended or not, I'm sure it isn't intended, but they have an obligation to get their facts straight.
The bill has passed out of the Judiciary Committee. It's pending floor action.
It's not moving on the floor because there's substantial opposition to it, and I do not know whether that opposition will include me or not. I want to give people on both sides of the issue an opportunity to talk to me about it first. That's my obligation. So I would simply ask that your station correct the misstatements that they've been making.
A final question on that. I mean, part of the bill would require that radio stations pay a tax.
I'm not going to comment on the bill. I haven't read it. I haven't talked to anybody about it. I don't know what the details are, and I don't know what the arguments are on both sides. I would ask you to respect that.